The president has released his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. He wants bipartisan buy-in, and it's true that infrastructure plans often pass with strong bipartisan support. But when we think of infrastructure, we think of airports, ports, waterways, bridges, and highway systems. Only about 7% of the proposed spending for this plan is devoted to such projects. Add infrastructure-related projects like upgrading water systems, expanding high-speed broadband, modernizing the electric grid, and improving infrastructure resilience, and you have 24% of the planned spending. The rest is devoted to a progressive wish list. There's $100 billion to upgrade or replace crumbling school buildings. There's money for affordable housing, for recharging stations for electric cars, and for union organizing. The White House calls this the American Jobs Plan. The Washington Post's Henry Olson calls it the American Central Planning Plan. The plan does fund jobs, government-preferred occupations, many of them green. It even creates a civilian climate corps. Infrastructure bills are not efficient at creating jobs, and with unemployment falling, do we really need this stimulus? The American Jobs Plan puts Washington, D.C. at the center of funding for all projects, with federal grants in exchange for compliance with federal rules and mandates. Infrastructure projects that are local in nature, such as school construction and repair, are the responsibility of state and local governments. But senators plan to pass this national power grab using reconciliation, which requires only a majority, 51 votes. The White House expects to fund this legislation with a range of corporate tax hikes, reversing the good done by the Trump tax cuts, destroying jobs rather than creating them, and pouring cold water on the economic recovery we're experiencing. Wise lawmakers will oppose this infrastructure bill that is really a giant expansion of federal power. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.